that Jesus is God, not a man. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. He has revelation of who he is. Because he knows those who are claiming to be Christians. They're truly not Christians. That's why he said the foundation of God standeth sure. The foundation of God, he said, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And he mentioned, let them that call upon the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Don't join them. Don't join them. Oh, there's no way I can preach this message. There's no other way of saying this rather than bringing it home. That even in this ministry, that the people that are crucifying Christ the more in this church, they are those that we are supposed to be looking up to. In this ministry, when you are in my position and hear some things that I hear, then you will know what I'm talking about. In this ministry, you see, this is supposed to be a restored ministry. It's expected that anybody that has received the anointing here is a genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. Any anointing of the Holy Ghost you receive here is a genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's a different thing if you receive that anointing before you came here. Under my ministration, receive the Holy Ghost, and you receive the Holy Ghost. I believe with the whole of my heart. I have never gone anywhere to look for power. I have never gone to any man and say, lay hand on me so the anointing will come upon me. I have never. I believe the grace of God upon me is original, uncontaminated. If I say receive, and you receive anything, it's expected that it will be original Holy Ghost anointing. But it is not so. That is the mystery. Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7 said the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Why? Because the rain falleth on the just and the unjust. And it's not going to be different in this ministry. The anointing is genuine, but the vessel is false. One identification of serpent seed is that they have no fear of God. Because somebody who is anointed, somebody who sees vision, who hears the voice of God, who sees angels, they sleep with him, they wake up with him. Oh, we went to camp, advance party, for a camp meeting that was coming up some time ago. One of the gifted sisters was telling me, they shared a bed with another gifted sister, they shared one bed. So this other sister appears careless. So she's always warning, before you sleep, make sure you arrange the bed. So this time around, she came late. That one was already asleep. So she got angry. See the bed scattered. You know, there are some people when they sleep, they fight with their mattress, fight with pillow, fight with everything. If you sleep near them, before you wake up, they have kicked you more than 5 times. You know, maybe that is how that gifted sister is. And she said, she was telling me this testimony. So she got angry and she was going to wake her. He said, all of a sudden, her eyes opened. An angel was lying down side by side with that girl. And the angel just stood up and looked at her. He said, the angel didn't talk, but she understood what he meant. It's like, he said, the angel stood up and sat on the bedside and looked at her. It's like, if you disturb her, I'll finish you. Then went back again and slept. Then she started saying, sorry, 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 sorry. And then she went by the other side and lied down quietly. And many of these gifted people in this church, they sleep with the angels. They wake up with the angels. Anywhere they are, the glory of God is revealed to them. It's expected that those people, if we want to learn fear of God, we should come to them. Because the reality of God, they have seen it more than us when they see. But in this church, the reverse is the case. Those of us that have not seen to that level, We are those that fear God more than them. And then you want to rate the atmosphere you are in, what Christianity is all about, by the standard of those carnal, some of them mere serpent seeds. You want to rate it like that, you'll be stumbled when you don't know your Bible. In this ministry, for instance, in this church, it is scriptural. We have echoed it that we even place a curse on anybody that will charge someone before going to pray for you in this church. We say it here every time, but it is still happening again in this church. And the level it is happening, it will shock you if I mention their names now. I should mention their names. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So you see why Jesus Christ wept. How will you feel? The same way that chief judge was feeling when he heard that his son was involved in armed robbery is the same way I am feeling when I hear such stories. Because some of them are people that are very, very close to me. I was hearing yesterday, Pastor Thomas was telling me that two ministers in this church, a brother and a sister here, gave them 40,000 naira to go for family deliverance. Gathered people to wait for them in the village. They shared the 20,000 naira. And they did not go. Now you know, first and foremost, they have no conscience, even if they didn't have Holy Ghost. No normal person will act like that. No normal person will act like that. And they are not small, small, small gifted people sitting in the congregation. No. They are people you look up to. And so I try to look at Bible, because anything that happened, I come back to the Bible. Where is this character in the Bible? I saw Brother Judas. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now you're not wondering, why are you not taking action? You know that, why are you not taking action? Hallelujah. Wait, remember, it was a report. It was a brother and his wife that reported. Now watch it. They have been in this church for long. They know what we stand for. Eh? You cannot come and legalize an illegal business. The person that gave that 40,000 is more guilty than the people who received. So if I have to face anybody, you are the one that we face. Because if you didn't give, they will not take. You are either a Christian or you are a devil. You cannot be both a Christian and a devil. That's why he has said, choose you this day who you will follow. And I have said it, some of them, the gifts that they have, if they start their church, the church under 6 months will be bigger than this church. Why are you staying here? Leave us alone now. Why are you staying here? It's devil that planted you here. If not, go and start your church now. We tie your leg for here. We are not paying you. We are not doing anything, but you choose to stay here to spoil our testimony. It is between me and you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil has tried by all means to come here, to get to this church. The glory of God is too much for him to come. He can't get us through untimely death. He can't get us through wrong doctrines. What he's trying to do now is to use the same names that we look up to in this church use them so that through their testimony they will now give a general impression that that is how we are. That is not how we are. He's Judas among the 11 others. It's true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, now, and that is concerning this ministry. I repeat again. I said, I have led a course. If I am a servant of God, continue. See how such people end up. See the life they live. Unplanned life. Life of confusion. Life of today they are shining, tomorrow they are inside. And they don't know. Instead of them to repent, they can't. If there is anything in them to repent, they will have repented by now. Oh, praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's not only brothers. Oh. Gifted sisters, do it. Gifted brothers, do it. They all do it. There are more prophets that we don't know than the one we know. Sitting down here. By their fruit, you will know them. The Judas there, his own was, he loved money. He loved money. When you see a gifted brother, a gifted sister, sees that his gift that is given to him is for him to live with it, then you know that is another Judas. Nobody has been given a gift so that you will live by it. Yes, the Bible said those who walk by the altar, they eat from the altar. Hallelujah. But the reason for going to the altar is not so that you will eat there. No. Nobody serves God and regrets it. God does not use anybody and dump it. No. There's sowing time, there's reaping time. It's true. But it's not so for people who love money. It's very easy. I see it among them. Because I am not God. I want to know who are those working with me. And I cannot be deceived because I know 2 times 2. 2 times 2 is what? Everybody knows it. It's true. Hallelujah. 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 There was a day I brought the attention of, I don't know whether it's Evangelist Agnew or Pastor Thomas. I was sitting down there. I said, there's a particular sister here. If she is not going to minister, once she notices she's not going to minister, she will not sit in the hall. So she sits only waiting to minister. Once there is an indication, it's like, Bill, I said, they're not going to call me today. She's out. Go and sleep somewhere or relax somewhere. Do you know that gifted people here, ministers in this church here, that at least 1 hour before every service, they gather in that powerhouse and intercede? There are some that are too big for that prayer powerhouse. I want to say something that will cause some people not to handle microphone again in this church. I want them to know we can do without them. Don't come and pollute our altar. You are either converted or you are not. I have been patient enough. It's time now to call thief, thief. Oh. I said 2 times 2 is 4. Praise God. There are financiers that God has sent to this ministry. But actions of ministers in this church, some of them drove them back. Some ministers here, if they know now somebody is coming to this one, he has money, then we keep him away from the church. Then be ministering to him in his house, because they are afraid that if the man comes here, he will hear that we don't charge before we minister to people. And so they keep them out there. When they need anything, they are there. They are their prophet, they are pastor, they are doing the deliverance minister, they are the one seeing their vision, they are the one seeing at home. Make sure they don't bring them here. I have seen two ministers fighting over who they call customer. You took my customer. That is not Christianity. That is not the Restored Church. You are in a wrong place. Carry your Bible and leave us alone. Leave us alone. This church did not start with gifts. This church started on the foundation of truth. And gift will not make us lower the bar of the gospel, whoever it may be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love of money will make somebody not to care what you feel about him, provided he gets what he wants. Love of money. How do you think a normal person will sit down here and stand here and preach when you know that you've just duped somebody 40,000 naira and you're walking confidently here? Do you know I'm a servant of God? You are a servant of God as much as Judas is, and you don't know it. No human feelings, provided you get what you are looking for. You don't care how people think of you. We know of servants of God in this ministry that have been possessed with the spirit of pride. 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 You give somebody an appointment. Come and wait for me in the church. See me tomorrow in the church at 3 a.m. See how difficult it is for somebody to take off and come here. They will come here and sit down here and wait for money. The night. Where is he now? He never come. At the end, not even to apologize. Nothing. That's why I said no human feeling. Nothing. Some of them privately. How do you feel when you tell somebody, sit down and wait? I said, look, somebody coming to you, is his condition that is bringing him like that? Oh, is his condition? No, you don't know who he is. Oh, is his condition? If not for the grace of God upon your life, will he come to you? Tell you, do you know the most humiliating thing in anybody's life? You see, I was a military officer and I was sent to jail, and then I was a flight lieutenant, and then here is a warden corporal. A corporal, my driver was a sergeant in the military, and then one recruit warder is coming to stand. Hey, come here. Come here. Then I turn. Who are you calling? Me. I should come here. The next thing that comes to my mind, because I did prison yard. Because I did prison yard. Now in this corporal, they talk to me like this. Couple talking to flight lieutenant that can demote you, dismiss you. I said, okay, are they come? How it is, somebody was on before, one wish wrecked him and now reduced him. Then he's coming to one small boy, one small girl. Then the small boy said, why are you always disturbing me? Look, I'm tired. You ring this one, they ring, I don't pick up. Can't you stop it? Don't call me again. The person will say, oh, see what my condition has reduced. Oh. And the God of that man the God of that woman, who knows that he is his child undergoing a trial, is looking at you, adding more salt upon pepper, pepper upon wound. He's looking at you. You can never go free if that person is a true child of God. It's true. We know now. I said 2 times 2 is 4. We know there are some people here. From the first day you came to this church, the second day, some ministers were in your house for vigil. Or they follow you to your village. But there are others here. Because of the kind shoe where we wear. Because of the kind cloth where we wear. Wrinkles full our face because of suffering. We now call say brother, brother, brother. Why you are saying brother, brother, telephone ring. Green, green, green. Wait. Hello. And that person may not even be a church member. Why are you going to rich people's homes and you're not going to the poor people's home? You know where you are going. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe with the whole of my heart that this ministry was established by God. And I believe that there are people that have been ordained to work in this ministry. And I'm not going to patch anybody. We didn't give certificate to anybody for any school. We did not give employment letter to anybody. And we're going to make this ministry uncomfortable for every tear. We're going to make this ministry uncomfortable for people who are not ready to be converted. No matter how anointed you are. It is time for battle. We are ready for them now. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we are talking about those who are betraying Christ. Getting out of this ministry a little while. Go out to the world and see the Jesus Christ as they are busy betraying him. They betray him as an unholy God. And so, come to Christ anyhow. Christ will receive you anyhow. There are churches, there are pastors that present our Jesus that went to the cross on Calvary, went through all he went through, died all the shameful death he died, as one that we collect anyhow. Collect refuse, collect electric fish, collect tortoise, collect frog, collect everybody into the kingdom. Come the way you are. Jesus loves you. Homosexual, sit down, it doesn't matter. Lesbian, sit down, it doesn't matter. 419, God loves you, provided you give, you give. Cocaine pushers, don't worry. No child of God will smoke that cocaine anyway. Come, bring your money. That is the type of Jesus Christ they present. And in doing that, you are betraying him because you know that is not the true picture of the Jesus Christ we know. Oh yes, you present him as a worldly God. He is not a worldly God because he says the friendship of this world is what? It's enmity with God. You present him as some businessman. Churches now have become business centers. Family Holdings Limited. There's a big church in Nigeria now. I was reading in the paper. The archbishop died. His wife took over. The wife wants to retire now. They now want his son to take over. And you know that that cannot be the church of Jesus Christ. It's a family business center. And most of these churches that you see parading themselves are churches of Jesus Christ. They are personal business empires. That is not the church of Jesus Christ. And you know what? They know Jesus. The overseers know Jesus. They know. So they are as guilty as Judas Iscariot was. It's true. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Look, this scripture is referring to Christians. Let's read 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. To tell you the condition today. Chapter chapter 3. Hallelujah. Because Apostle Paul was a revelated preacher. This law from verse 1. Hallelujah. Are we there? This law also that in the last days, and we're in that last days now, perilous time shall come, dangerous time shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. That is selfishness. Selfishness. Covetous. Covetous. Everything they have, they want to amass, 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 amass for themselves. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. And this is not talking about unbelievers outside. There is no portion of this Bible that is written to unbelievers outside. It's the condition of the church at the end time. He said, without natural affection. Do you know there are homosexuals in the church? Going to church. Gay, lesbians, going to church. Truth breakers. Who is a truth breaker? Who is a truth breaker? You have agreement, they break the agreement. That is agreement breakers. In the church, sometimes you sit down, you tell a brother, let's pray prayer of agreement. 2 a.m., my prayer partner, let us stand up and pray. And you may be surprised, this is the time now. You will stand up on your own 2 o'clock, he may not even pray. Truth breaker. I had a case with a brother in the prison yard, in my prison ministry. He had a serious problem, a particular infirmity he contacted, gonorrhea, for 7 years. And I prayed with him. When I went back, it was still there. And knowing the grace of God in my life, I knew if I prayed for him, I was sure he should receive healing. Well, I went back and I told him, I said, okay, let us take 2 days fasting. Don't break it until I come and then pray with you. We prayed. The next day I went, how far? He's still there. I said, okay, let's make it 3 days now. Imagine I was fasting for him. The third day, when I came, how far? He said, sir, I want to confess something. I said, waiting. He said, all this while, I know the fast too. Praise God. He's a truth breaker. Imagine such a wicked boy. Kept me fasting and fasting and fasting, hungry for 3 days. Not for myself, for his own sake. I felt like slapping him that day. Oh, praise God. So I told him to kneel down. I said, Father, forgive him. Not for him, but for my sake. Make my fasting not be in vain. And I prayed for him, and God took that thing away from him. Praise the Lord. He was a truth breaker in this church here. Every Friday, we are to fast till 3 o'clock. In my own house, even visitors, when they come, we never give them food, because who go enter kitchen till 3 every Friday? Our consecration week, Uncle. We then sit there for market, Mami market here. And if you see the people that go there to eat, you will just know that true, there are tears in the church. Those that should have been enforcing it. Those that should have been encouraging the people to fast, knowing the benefit of fasting. When you are coming, you are seeing them cleaning their mouth. 12 o'clock, they are there already. Some of them, they don't come for the prayers. It's because they know they are not fasting. And there are people you look up to, truth breakers. Now, them be that. If you're a church member, you don't fast, you're a truth breaker. If the fast is declared for the whole church. If you have any reason not to fast, it must be a reason that the Holy Ghost will understand. You are sick, you are taking drugs. And don't wait to take your drugs only during consecration week. Make sure you finish your drug before consecration week starts. Praise God. Pregnant women, you are pregnant, you have a nursing mother. Those ones are excusable. Any other person, when I fast, when I get to 12 o'clock, my body go, they shake my body. And that is the fasting now. If you fast, you don't feel hungry. You have not fasted. Fasting means hunger. So if you fast, finish, the end of the day, you want to break now. You did not get hungry during the day, then not be fasting now because you have not punished the body enough. So every true fast, you must get hungry. So don't cut the fast because you are not hungry. Before uncle, the fast is to make you hungry. That you are able to bear that hunger is the sacrifice the Holy Ghost is looking at. It's a sacrifice. Of course, if you suffer from diseases like ulcer, we're not expecting you to fast because you have ulcer. But any other infirmity that fasting can go, you have no reason other than that you're a truth breaker. If not, phone the pastor, phone your group leader, phone the minister, and take permission to be excused. If he excuses you, the Holy Ghost will excuse you. Praise the Lord. False accusers, verse 3. False accusers. Incontinent, fierce, dispersers of those that are good. Traitors. Traitors. See? There is a very dicey case that is on hand now. My personal assistant was not briefing me today. I told him to investigate it. To tell you how it is. That is the type of case that where they tire Pastor Ifeanyi. Now, help me judge this matter, church. Let me tell you the matter. A brother came and sent another brother with an envelope to give a sister that had given him a prophecy earlier on, and the prophecy came to pass exactly. And in show of appreciation, he put 10,000 naira in an envelope and gave the brother. Please help me give to that sister. Now listen. After about a day or two, the brother that received now called his sister and said, take envelope. They say, I should give you. And now he now collect. In fact, the sister said, before that, say, even call, say, pray, they send me to you. Pray. Because he knew what he was going to do. Pray. Then he took the envelope to the sister. When the sister got home, he opened it and she saw 3,000 naira. The brother now phoned the sister. I hope you receive my gift through brothers also. He said, yes, it was 3,000. He said, no, it's 10,000 naira. The sister put the money there and said, what is this? Till today, the brother is ready to swear that he didn't open the envelope. As a giver, and as a give. Now watch it. Am I a prophet? I've entered spirit to go see. Now it is either so my personal assistant now, I handed the case to him and said, help me find out what is the problem. Call the brother and find out. The brother swore to him. He was briefing me this morning. Sir, this is what I have found out. The brother said, as they give an envelope now, so it passed. So I said, it means it is either the brother removed part of it, removed 7,000 and passed 3,000 down, or the brother had money in envelopes and gave her the wrong envelope. And gave her the wrong envelope and thought he gave. Praise the Lord. But what if actually he is sure it was 10,000 that he gave and this brother removed 7,000? How will that brother be looking at this other one? Praise God. So that you understand the composition of the church, when we talk, I said traitors, heady. This heady. Now there is a difference. Listen, hallelujah. There's a difference between a boaster, a proud person, and a heady person. The whole three words are used in that scripture. He called those that will be heady, they will be proud, and this one now, hallelujah. The next one is say high-minded. They are all levels of pride, self-esteem. A heady person is somebody, that is why they use the word heady, nothing they enter your head. Nothing enters his head. All the one I'm preaching now, he's sitting down there, he has put on helmet. When he hit and go say, back to you, pastor. When you hit her, I know saying I need a talk. Back to you. That person is a heady. Because he's a goat, not a sheep. He's a goat that headbutt. Heady. It's in the church, oh. A proper seed of God who may be acting without any implication. When he hears this type of sermon now, he will repent. He will go to God, Lord, forgive me. Make I not take play like this, end up in hell. Forgive me, I will change. Then he will go to the pastor. Pastor, I know say that sermon, I mean they talk about. And I go say, now you. Somebody came to me when we were in Antonio Bay. No, group of people, they came. They say, we know when you are saying that. We know. We are the ones. Pastor, you're always preaching us, preaching people. So I answer, I said, before uncle, na bench and they talk to when they preach. It's you I'm preaching. Who else was I talking to? Oh, you think I'm talking to air? I am talking to the people where they sit down for seat. So if you think you are the one, that is evidence you are the one. So what we expect is repent. I'm giving you a chance to repent. That's why I didn't call your name. Or you think I'm afraid? That's why I didn't call your name. I'm giving you a chance to repent. Oh. Very soon, whether I call name or not, if this is a restored church, another Ananias and Sapphira will fall dead here at this altar. So that you will know the limit of the patience of God. If this is a restored church, no sinner, no tear, no serpent sin should feel comfortable in this church. We should be a congregation of saints, not congregation of mixed devils and saints together. Light and darkness cannot stay together. So we are using touch now to show where the darkness is, so that there will be light everywhere. I expect some people to stop coming to this church after today. If I see you after today coming to this church, it is either you have decided to repent or true that devil plant you here. Then we'll let you know that we have the gift for deliverance here. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we lose on earth is loose in heaven. We shall exercise that. And I want this sermon to be the last warning. From now on, you will hear me preach this message again. You will hear announcements of actions to be taken against tares and serpent seeds in our midst. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Time will not allow us to know why Judas was called. And time will not let us to go into the depth of the place of Judas now. So that you will know the difference between Judas and Peter. Judas betrayed Christ. Jesus denied Christ. But Peter went to the upper room to receive eternal life. Judas is called son of perdition. He did not go to the upper room. And it's a type of the rapture. Somebody asked me a question on phone. You sent a text. You wanted to find out whether foolish virgins are in bride assembly. I said no. Foolish virgins are in the denominations. Any other person that is in this church, you are either a tare or a wheat. There's no foolish virgins here. Because you have known, you have heard. Anything you are doing now, you are doing it willingly. You are doing it willingly. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10 before we close. Let's go to 2 Peter 1, chapter 2. 2 Peter 1, chapter 2. Are we there? But there were false prophets, verse 1, also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who prevalently shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Actions we put up that unbelievers speak against Christ. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. With feigned words, they make merchandise. They trade on the people. Karl Marx said religion is the opium of the people. What he's saying is that if you can get anybody to sacrifice his body, soul, and spirit on you as your spiritual leader, there's nothing you tell him to do that he will not do. But it's not the bride of Jesus Christ. The elect are not like that. We are supposed to be a group of people that are ready, preparing to go in the rapture. The things that are found among the denominations should not be found here anymore. The time is too short for God to gather wheat and tares together. Go to verse 20. For if after, oh glory be to God. Let me read it from verse 17. He's still describing the false teachers. He said, these are wells without water. You know how a well is without water. Somebody is saying he has the Holy Ghost, but there's nothing showing there's life in him. There's nothing in him that can make me a Christian. That is a well without water. He said, clouds they are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. That's their judgment. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error, while they promise them liberty. Imagine, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. You can imagine a fornicator coming to conduct deliverance for another lusting spirit. You can imagine somebody who knows he's not going to heaven coming to lead people to heaven. Verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Because so many of us here that God is using. Imagine me. I have escaped from the spirit of womanizing by the grace of God. This man standing before you here was a chronic womanizer. That's why you see me speaking against fornication. There is no sermon I will not mention. The first thing I will mention is fornication. Fornication, fornication. Fornication. Because I know I was drinking it like water. And it's the simplest sin anybody can find himself in. And when I have escaped from it, I know it is possible to escape from it. It's true. If for any reason now I begin to have girlfriend, after knowing the reality of God, you know who you were. Why don't have to mention them? You know you are a 419. You know you were a liar, gossip. Jealousy was your, if you were an occultic man or woman, you were inside of Banje, you were the one initiating people for devil, you were queen of the coast. You know who you were, murderer. And you now escape. Christ has confirmed to you that he is real. You were sick, you prayed, he delivered you. They fired you, he came and delivered you. You were in that accident, brother Holy Ghost. You shouted, Holy Ghost! It came to tell you that Holy Ghost is real. He brought you out. If after that, brother Holy Ghost, you go back to Guru Maharaj, see? Your song has been, you may take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You may take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You may take the whole world, but give me Jesus. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.